news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump is expected to nominate State Department spokeswoman and former Fox and Friends anchor Heather Nauert to replace Nikki Haley as our new UN ambassador. Reacting to the news, Democratic Senator Chris Murphy had some reservations.
Our foreign policy is a mess, and the president was laughed at in his last speech before the UN. And I'm not sure anybody would advise him that the way to correct all his mistakes is to put a Fox and Friends anchor as our top ambassador to the United Nations. Heather Nauert, has been at the State Department, so it's not as if she has no experience, but she has no experience as a diplomat. She has no meaningful experience in government. She is clearly not qualified for this job, but these days it seems that the most important qualification is that you show up on Donald Trump's TV screen, and if you're successful in that endeavor, then you seem to be a top candidate to get a whole bunch of top positions in the U.S. government.
The nomination requires Senate confirmation. Get the popcorn ready. The New York Times is reporting that, according to people close to Trump, the president is strongly considering nominating William P. Barr, who served as attorney general during the first Bush administration from 1991 to 93, to return to head up the Justice Department. Although he's considered an establishment pick, Barr has criticized aspects of the Russia investigation, including suggesting that the special counsel, Robert Mueller, hired too many prosecutors who had donated to Democratic campaigns. Barr has also defended Trump's call for a new criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton, including over a uranium mining deal the Obama administration approved when she was Secretary of State. In other staffing news, the Senate on Thursday confirmed a woman named Kathy Craninger as the next head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She doesn't appear to have much discernible knowledge of or interest in consumer protection and financial services, and she wasn't on anyone's radar before her nomination. The outcome of the race for North Carolina's 9th congressional district is still in limbo. Democrat Dan McCready withdrew his concession to Republican Mark Harris amid an investigation into allegations of election fraud.
A month ago, I conceded to my opponent, Mark Harris, in the race for North Carolina's 9th congressional district. But last week, we began to learn about shameful criminal activity bankrolled by my opponent to take away North Carolinians' very rights to vote. I didn't serve overseas in the Marine Corps just to come back home and watch politicians and career criminals attack our democracy. That's why today I withdraw my concession to Mark Harris, who's remained completely silent. And I call on Mark Harris to tell us exactly what he knew and when he knew it.
Harris bested McCready by 905 votes on November 6th, but the state's Board of Elections has refused to certify the results after two people claimed they were paid by a Republican operative to collect absentee ballots from voters. The state GOP is calling for a full investigation. Democrats are demanding a new general election and have the option of refusing to seat Harris until the investigation is resolved. Congress on Thursday approved a two-week government funding bill, kicking a fight over the border wall to December 21st. New reports surfacing Friday morning that Trump's chief of staff, John Kelly, is on his way out. CNN's Caitlin Collins has more.
We are expecting John Kelly, the chief of staff, to resign in the coming days. That is the mood in the White House right now because President Trump and his chief of staff, though they are 17 months into what has been a very tumultuous relationship, it is no longer seen as sustainable by either party, I am being told by sources inside the White House. Their relationship has deteriorated so greatly over the last several weeks, where John Kelly's job security has essentially been seen as permanently endangered, that right now the president and his chief of staff are not even on speaking terms. Now, multiple West Wing officials believe that John Kelly could resign in the coming days, and they are essentially preparing themselves for a pretty big staff shakeup in the West Wing if that does occur, because then it's going to raise questions about, one, who's going to replace John Kelly? And two, are the people who are seen as loyalist to John Kelly in this administration going to leave and follow him out the door of the White House?
Friday could be a busy day in Mueller world as prosecutors are set to file sentencing memos on both former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and former Trump attorney and fixer Michael Cohen.
New documents that are scheduled to be released today could shed new light on Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Prosecutors for the Southern District of New York and the special counsel's office both have until 5 p.m. tonight to deliver sentencing memos concerning President Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen. The documents are expected to detail Cohen's cooperation in those ongoing investigations. Mueller's team should also be filing a document that outlines the crimes and lies that led to the collapse of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's plea deal. Meanwhile, NBC News has also learned that in recent days, President Trump's legal team has resumed discussions with the special counsel's office. That is according to two people familiar with the matter. It's been just over 2 weeks since Trump submitted written answers to Mueller regarding the Russia probe. So much that could come out today, even, that would give us some guidance as to what potentially is going on.
Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, the House Judiciary Committee is set to grill former FBI Director James Comey behind closed doors. Comey agreed to testify if Republicans make his testimony public within 24 hours. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a donation. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.